I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome back a wonderful guitarist who has been here many times for our live in Studio C programs. His name is Silvio Chulay. Silvio, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Will. Thank you very much for having me over.
Absolutely. Silvio was at MTSU as an undergraduate student in the mid-2000s-ish, and then he went off to do graduate work in Florida, and now he's professor of guitar at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, so can't wait to hear you play again. We'll catch up with you and what you're doing in your career, but let's hear some music first. What's this going to be?
All right. I'm going to play Erik Satie's Nocium Number 1.
Wonderfully evocative music by the French composer Erik Satie from early in the 20th century. That was the Nocien number one, one of, I think, three Nocien that Satie wrote, beautifully played in a transcription for guitar by Silvio Chulay, live in Studio C.
Thank you very much.
The program started. Let's catch up a little bit. Silvio, you came to Middle Tennessee State in 2004.
2004, yeah. I got my undergrad over here studying with Dr. Billy Overton. Hi, Dr. Overton. He's probably listening right now, hopefully. It was a great time, wonderful school, wonderful program, and that prepared me really well to go on to Florida State. I got my master's over there, and then I stayed over for my doctorate. It's one of the top programs in the country, so I figured why not? And I finished my PhD there in 2013. I stuck around for a couple of years teaching guitar ensemble at FSU. It was a lot of fun, a lot of great experiences, a lot of good kids. I recently just got a position at Furman University where I teach guitar. I moved to Greenville, South Carolina, beautiful town. I play a lot, go out of town a lot, and travel a lot. I guess living the dream, teaching and playing.
As you should.
That's what I want to do, I guess.
We're going to hear the later on the fact that not only is Silvio a great classical guitar player, he's an authentic flamenco guitar player as well. But we'll get to that. You have a trio now. You travel around doing gigs with your
I do
flamenco.
actually. We just did the Radford International Guitar Festival, and we're gonna do a little residency actually in the South Carolina area. Coming up here at the beginning of May, we're called the Maharaja Flamenco Trio. So look us up and find us online
Sounds great.
on Facebook or wherever. Just Google us.
Okay, well, let's stay in France for a little bit longer, though.
All
What's
right,
next?
we will. We have Debussy's La Fille aux Cheveux de Laine, or The Girl with the Flaxen Hair.
A tune, not really a tune, a whole piece of music by Claude Debussy, probably one of his most iconic melodies, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair in English, familiar to us that way. That was Silvio Cioulet playing it live in Studio C. Is that your own transcription? Is it okay to ask you that?
It's actually Jack Marshall's, who who was Christopher Parkening's uncle or cousin. I think it's one of those Parkening books. And you know, I made some minor adjustments here and there, just stylistically, but it's a great transcription on its own.
Mm-hmm. Well, with our next piece, we're going to head in the right direction. Well, toward Spain than we've been, but we're going to stay in France with music of Django Reinhardt. What's to say about this great classic by Django Reinhardt, Nuages?
This is Nuages by Django Reinhardt. It's just a great piece. It's a great arrangement. It's actually by Roland Dienz, and I've also added a few little things, but can't take credit for too much. And it's just it sounds like the whole band is in the arrangement. It's really good. It's not just a guitar version. He definitely, Roland Dienz is a master, and obviously this is a great transcription, one of his greatest works. So without further ado, here's Nuages by Django Reinhardt. Thank you.
another truly iconic song. This is by Django Reinhardt, the great gypsy guitarist, the Hot Club of Paris from the 1930s. Nuage, played live in Studio C by Sylvio Choulet, who is back with us after some time away, being a student and now a professor of guitar at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. As I mentioned earlier, Sylvio is a full-blown flamenco player as well as classical player, and clearly a bit of jazz player as well. Sylvio, what can you say about your earliest days? How did guitar come to you, and did it light you up when you were 4 years old or something? What happened to you?
It was when I was 6 years old that I started playing guitar. And, you know, I started for a little bit with like an acoustic guitar, strumming some chords and stuff like that. And my teacher, after a few months of studying with him, came and to my family, walked me home, and they were like, "You should really enroll him in a conservatory. He's got some talent." And they did, and that was how it happened. And I was showing signs from when I was a little kid. I was riding a guitar that we had right in the house. That was actually one that my grandfather bought for my brother, but my brother never used it, so it was just like a doorstop in the house. And then I started riding it as a motorcycle when I was a little kid, so just like totally destroying this instrument. But my parents were trying to see if I've got something that I'm interested in, and it's like they were like, "Well, okay, well, maybe he's got something going on with guitar." So
clearly, it's working.
That's how it started, and I kept at it, and it's about the only thing I know how to do.
Well, you're in the right place. And not only do you play, you write. So introduce your own music this time.
I do. I find a lot of my creativity. I use a lot of that in flamenco. I lived in Spain for a few years, and I studied with some great masters of flamenco over there in Seville and Cadiz and Madrid. And I find that I can express myself compositionally in that style with much more ease than in classical. Every time I write anything classical, either for an assignment or something at school or whatever, I feel like it's not good enough. I never feel that way with the flamenco, so I keep writing this kind of stuff. This next piece that I will play is entitled Sueños. It's a tango, and it's actually a revised version of an older version of this song from my Nashville days when I was a student here. I started writing this song, so here's Sueños. Thank you.
Silvio Chile playing his own composition, Sueños, live in Studio C. The flamenco, the classic Spanish flamenco, is so complex rhythmically. It's cross rhythms all over the place, offbeats all over the place, improvised, takes on the foundational compás rhythms. It's amazing. So I don't know how anybody can play it, so you do it beautifully.
That's what makes it fun, you know, all the syncopation and all the stuff that you can play around with.
Right.
Definitely.
Silvio Chile, live in Studio C, back with us with one more tune, right?
Yes. This one is entitled Nueva Vida, and it's a tune that I wrote for my band, actually, for the Maharaja Flamenco Trio, but I also play it solo many times. It's an Alegrías, which is traditionally in 12. Nueva vida means new life. This is a sort of my approach to a newer, more different style than what I was writing in that time. I guess without further ado, here's Nueva Vida. Thank you.
Nueva Vida, original music played by the composer Silvio Chule, live in Studio C. A beautiful modern take on the old flamenco alegria form. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Naturally.
Thank you very much. Glad you enjoyed
Silvio
it.
Silvio Chule with music and with Studio C, and with us Studio C today with music of Satie, Debussy, Reinhardt, and himself. Right up there with the big guys, right?
Oh, thank you.
No, really. Thank you so much for playing for us, Silvio.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to come see you, Will.
Well, we'll have to do this again sometime.
Of course.
I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. Coming up next week, a very special vocal ensemble, the Vox Grata Women's Choir, will be in with their director, Jeanette McCallum, with selections from their program Songs on an Eastern Wind, choral works from Central and Eastern Europe, Eastern Europe and beyond, music of Rachmaninoff and more, live in Studio C next week on Classical 91.1. Our thanks to our engineer, Carl Peterson. Makes it sound good on the radio this week. And our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee as well for their support of Classical 91.1 and live in Studio C.